This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be honest with us, because we're all friends here, right, Steve Miggs?
Absolutely.
What are you spending way too much money on? 206-803-ROCK. Marty in Seattle, what are you dropping too much coin on?
All those monthly services, all the photo storage, Netflix, yep. Amazon Prime, Audible. I mean, it adds up to a ridiculous amount of money. I can't even, streaming alone is ridiculous.
Have you found yourself at times where you realize, oh crap, I didn't even know I was still subscribed to this one, and I was like, oh, I need to cancel this. Like, what the hell am I, why do I still have Google Play or something ridiculous like that?
Absolutely. My daughter was spending $33 a month on Adobe. What? why are we doing this? This is absolutely ridiculous. Like, it adds up to like a couple hundred bucks a month, if not more.
Well, and then you always get these notifications that tells you, hey, FYI, your streaming service is increasing in price on this on this day. And they're all doing that throughout the year.
We had that argument with my wife. Not argument, but I had a conversation with my wife about it, because she's like, oh, there's like this kids TV streaming site, bless you, that was just like, she's like, can we just get that? It's like $8 a month. I'm like, no. Why? Like, they have free versions on YouTube. Yeah, it's not as many. The library is not as extensive. But what are we doing? She's like, it's only $8 a month. I'm like, yes, that's the problem. Everything is only $8 a month. But then you have like 10 of them. Next thing you know, it's like $80 a month.
And we've lost track altogether of how many we have.
We've gone crazy.
206-803-ROCK. Be honest. What are you spending way too much money on? Tom from Redmond, tell us how much you used to spend on takeout.
About $1,200 a month.
Whoa! What was your favorite item to take out?
what was your go-to?
I'd go to McDonald's every morning for two sausage McMuffins and a macchiato, and then lunch, and then fast food on my way home.
Whoa. So how did you make a change? What was the big kicker for you?
You went broke.
A coworker kind of pointed it out to me, and I did the math, and I was like, holy crap, I'm spending way too much money.
Can I ask?
So I've since cut it down to about $200 a month.
Can I ask, was it healthy for you? Because
no, that's a lot. I didn't care.
That's fair. I was just making sure.
Tom, I remember many, many years ago, I was the same way. Like, I would stop at McDonald's every day on my way home when I lived in Linwood. I'll never forget. And the moment where I was like, I had a moment of clarity was when the lady that worked there says, you come here way too much.
Oh.
And I was like, excuse me? She's like, do you even know how to cook? I'm like, what? And she's like, you're here every day. I'm like, yeah, I was like, okay, I'll stop doing it. So instead of learning how to cook, I just went to a different McDonald's.
McDonald's in the morning I would go to. We were on a first name basis with the drive-thru lady.
That's hilarious.
Those are your new friends. 206.
We spend a lot on takeout, but not $1,200. Yeah.
We really cook at home a lot. But I'm always floored if I ever do like a DoorDash or something like that, how expensive it is. I'm like, I should just drive and get it.
But the crazy thing is, like, you see like freaks of nature, like Thrill, who eats a ton of fast food and gains no weight.
No.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, you're right. Like, there are some people that just, they just don't gain weight from eating like pure crap. Wait, so you do DoorDash?
We have done it a couple times, but it's so expensive to do it out where I live in the boonies. I've probably done it like 4 times ever.
I'm always fine with going out to get the food, like because it's a moment of just escapism.
Yes,
you know, and everything's insane in the household. Nothing terrible, but you know, Tatum's losing her mind about something, and I'm like, I'll go pick up the food. I'll be back, and it's like. Solitary.
So we live in, since we're where we live, everything is 15 minutes away. It's hard to, you know, it's hard to get the food delivered or go pick it up and get it back at a decent, you know, time. It's 30, like it gets colder.
But that's 30 minutes of quiet time.
I guess that's a solid point. Taylor from Renton, what do you spend too much money on?
First off, I just wanted to say, Migsy, Violent Gentlemen Hockey Club, I'm a fan as well.
It's the best. I love their stuff.
But I spend way too much on my wife.
Will you tell my husband to do that?
How does she feel about that?
Oh, she... So, 2 years ago, for Christmas, I bought her... what do you call those? Oh, yeah, an engagement ring, which was absurd. And I bought her like little side things, like that little cat clock that like the eyes go side.
That sounds awesome.
Well, it is. It is awesome. But the look on her face was like, this is all I got for Christmas. And I'm like, no, here's a $5,000 ring. And I know I say the same thing. But this year, I'm doing the same thing. I'm buying her little knickknacks and dumb little presents. And then I got her a signed Stevie Nicks photo because she loves me.
That sounds
that
like
was a... not...
No. What did that cost you? Can you share?
Nope.
Okay. She might be listening.
No, that's fair.
We don't want to get him in trouble.
I respect that.